Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America. Marty Trout along the way here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We are on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, all sorts of streaming platforms, and we are heard on terrestrial affiliates as well. And I want to give a shout-out to our friends in Greenwich, Connecticut, doing a great job coming out of our U.S. Open coverage. But we are heard worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Our producer is Dominic Jimenez, and a big show today. Indeed, Brock Hines will lead it off from, I always say, New England. He's out there in the sticks, is what we say in New England. He's in the sticks. But he's going to weigh in on, among other things, the Patriots. I mean, come on now. Nobody saw the Patriots beating Cincinnati, huh? How about that? Later on, we'll talk to a gentleman who will tell you how to make trips and check off great baseball stadiums on your bucket list. You know, with James Earl Jones passing away in Pauling, New York at 93, all I could think of being, a quote-unquote Iowa guy was the movie Field of Dreams, which is my all-time favorite sports movie. James Earl Jones, that voice, and Fenway Park. Fenway Park's on everybody's list. Everybody has Fenway on their list. And Wrigley, right? I mean, seriously, nobody says, hey, boy, I can't wait to get to Angel Stadium in Anaheim. Nobody says that. Nobody says, hey, get me down to Houston. They just don't. Yeah, get me down to Texas. No, we have ballparks that are legendary. Fenway, Wrigley, Yankee Stadium. You want to contribute a few more? Go ahead. All right, listen, Brock Hines will lead it off. NBA expansion. Adam Silver right here in New York says Seattle, Vegas, and his key arena. Now it's kind of that green, kind of that earthy, crunchy arena in Seattle. Is Seattle coming back? The Supersonics? How about that? All right, and a special shout-out to Jim and Ashley Ward from Seattle, of all places. I'll tell you more about them as we roll along here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline Broadcast. We are presented by GEICO and RocketMortgage.com. $10,000 from Rocket right now to defray those closing costs. Here on Sports Overnight America, we're coming right back. Don't go away, folks. Big show today.
We've been here before, yeah, it's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. I used to heat your body.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, a Tuesday into a Wednesday. It's Marty Terrell here. I'm not going to waste any time here. We're getting Brock Hines in here. Going to clean out the sports closet of his mind. We don't get him that often, and I'm taking full advantage. Brock, welcome aboard, pal. How are ya?
Marty, I'm doing great. I hope you are, too.
Well, listen, New York, and I love New York. But let me tell you something right now. The Jets stink. That was a disaster last night. The Giants are worse. Belichick, I'm telling you. Now, his odds of going to the Jets, obviously he had a weird, hey, he wrote it on a napkin, said, I'm no longer the coach of the NYJ. Jets.
Yeah.
But Belichick to the Giants, I'm telling you, he's watching this, and I'm telling you, this is going to be a disaster in the Big Apple football-wise, Brock. Belichick's going to be getting his mail back in New York next year. Do you believe it, or am I just going cuckoo? You tell me. Go ahead.
No, I think he has a shot at going back there. I mean, how much losing can you take if you're that franchise? You've had, what, 10 of the last 12, 12 of the last 14 seasons have been losing seasons there. And Belichick will only give you a direction going northward with that. He's gonna need to retool though. Daniel Jones is not your answer. Just to start, and we can go right down that roster. The Giants deserved everything they had coming to them this past Sunday, and that's against a Vikings team, Marty, that's not that good. I'm sorry, if Sam Darnold schools you, then you got a problem.
Yeah, I mean, they're in huge trouble. There's no doubt about it. And the Jets, give me a quick hit on that last night. Aaron Rodgers looked old last night, Brock. He looked old. I'm sorry.
You and I talked 1 year ago, right after his injury on the fourth play from scrimmage, and we said he looked gray. He looked old. He doesn't look any younger, Marty. I don't know what the respect that team got last night. And I don't mean to bring this up, but the fact that the Jets and the 49ers were only a 4-point difference in Frisco, I don't care if McCafferty's out, I don't care if Dom, me and you were playing for the 49ers, there is not a 4-point difference between those two teams. And I don't know what they were looking at, but headed by Aaron Rodgers, he looks old, and I think you'll find during the season he won't last a few more weeks. Even if he's healthy, I think that when they're 0-3 or 0-4, you'll see a change of quarterback.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to watch that. Brock Hines with us. Here's the other thing I'll tell you right now. Even without McCaffrey, you said it. You know, they're worried about the Achilles. You know, they're saying other stuff, but that Achilles is their biggest concern. Here's what I'm going to tell you. That's an elite football team. They've got skilled players all over the place. Ayuk didn't even play that well last night. That team, look out. And I think this McCaffrey injury is going to come back to roost in a positive way because he's avoiding wear and tear these first couple of weeks. I know they go to Minnesota. They'll beat the Niners. I mean, they'll beat the Vikings without him. This will come home to roost in a positive way. All right, let's get to – I got to switch gears here, Brock. Notre Dame, oh, my God. I mean, I just sat there. I wanted to I physically got sick. I could not believe what I was watching. And yet it's so good for our industry. Who doesn't love these college upsets? It felt like March Madness in South Bend on September 7th or whatever day it was. It was cuckoo. Go ahead, Notre Dame.
I don't know what's going on there, Marty. This is the third time in, I believe, 3 years or 4 years mm-hmm. that they have laid big eggs there. And Marcus Freeman, I don't know if he's the issue of getting this team fired up, but Stanford, Marshall was the big one a couple of years ago. That was last year, actually. Marshall and now NIU. Holy cow. Hey, tip my hat to Tom Hamick, head coach of NIU. He had him believing. It sounds cliche, but he put no fear in that team. He said, go in there, do your job, and good things will happen. And that's part of my Sports in 60 for tomorrow, is talking about interviews. I know. I think you've got lined up on the show Jim Lampley. Am I correct?
Yep, tomorrow. You're right. I think
Jim
tomorrow
Lampley
or Thursday, yeah.
The first sideline reporter, and I will tell you, the sideline, the post game with Hammock was just, I love it when you get raw emotion like that. And he was crying in tears. That's the stuff where you need the interviews, not during the game. And I'm tipping my hand for what my Sports in 60 will be. But I love the raw emotion of his interview. He could not believe it. Well, actually, he could believe it. And he was so happy for his players. They put the hard work in, and it's great when you cash.
All right, we're getting a developing breaking situation out of South Bend as we speak. Bavakwa, their new AD, former NBC, they are going to schedule Slippery Rock in 2028, so I'm kidding.
Hey, here's the problem, Marty, though. You mentioned that, though. The problem that Notre Dame has is I think they could almost run the table. Here's the problem. They can almost run the table. I just contradicted myself, but they can run the table because their schedule is not that difficult, especially with Florida.
It isn't.
Florida State.
You're right.
There. When they get, if they're 11-1 at the end or all, if there's other teams there, they could get boxed out or at best get like a 12 seed. But their strength of schedule or lack of it, that could come back to haunt them. USC may not be that good at the end, or they better hope they're that good at the end.
I don't know. I'm with you. They're going to run the table. It's or they won't. I don't know. I want to move on because we got NBA yes. expansion news here, and I know how much you love the NBA. I love folk in your but Brady in the booth, Brock. I didn't watch it. I didn't. I had other things going on Sunday afternoon late. I've been on the road for 2 weeks. I was tired. I slept through it. What did I miss? Brady in the booth. Tell me.
Yeah, I watched the first quarter of it. Tom Brady was repeating what was happening on the field. And I mentioned this last time we talked, as an analyst, you have to bring something that the viewers don't know. With Tony Romo, it's predicting what's going to happen. With John Madden, it's sophisticated play for dummies books, which he breaks the most sophisticated thing down so we can understand it. All Brady did was repeat. Now, am I being hard on him? No, not really. I want to give him a few chances. I think it's very unfair, first time in the booth to do that. But he's got to do something and bring something that's different. And I heard in the third and fourth quarters, as it went on, he got better. Let's give him a few weeks and see if he can bring something unique to the booth. But if he's just going to repeat what we're seeing, that's not what the general public wants.
No, that's not what they signed up for at Fox. And you know, the marquee value is going to wear off. He will never fulfill that 10-year contract. He might not even get 10 games in. I'm telling you, this was doomed to fail from the start. All right, talking to Brock Hines. Seattle or Vegas? Adam Silver was at a luxury hotel here in Midtown Manhattan today. NBA expansion. Key Arena now, I don't know what they call it. It's some earthy, crunchy arena in Seattle. I love Seattle, don't get me wrong. I want the Sonics back in the worst way. I hate pro teams in Vegas. I don't like the Golden Knights. I don't like the Raiders. And now I'm really going to hate the Oakland A's being there if they ever make their way there. And I think it's going to suck that LeBron James is going to retire and own a team in Vegas. Please bring it to Seattle. Give me a take on expansion, NBA. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't catch up on this, Marty, but so I'll give you some raw thoughts right off the top
of my head. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what we want. Go ahead.
The knee-jerk reaction is I would if you're only going to give me one, I would rather see Seattle like you, but they're going to go to Vegas. That's where they're going to go. That's the promised land now. The money is so much better in Vegas. The atmosphere, everything else, but Seattle would be. I'd much rather them go there. Marty, did you say though if they're going to bring two? That's what the NHL's talking doing is too. Is going to when they expand, it's going to be two west, two east. They're not going to spread it east west and have it unbalanced. So maybe they bring both in. Maybe Seattle and Vegas come in consecutive years. Then they come east. Where you go in the east? I don't know. I think there's a lot more opportunities out west, Marty. To be honest with you, for all the leagues.
16 years and no Sonics suck in my world. That's what. All right, Dom, extend me a minute extra. We don't get Brock that often because he's busy. I'd like to go an extra minute with him because Brock, the Patriots are going to start 2-0. They're going to beat Seattle Sunday. And I've been picking on Gerard Mayo. He's a sacrificial lamb coach, transitional coach, taking over for a legend. He's just there. He's going to get his head lopped off after 2 years, maybe less. And this son of a gun's going to come out and make me look bad. They're going 2-0. They're beating Seattle. Give me a take on the Pats and Gerard Mayo. Let me hear.
Well, here's the thing, Marty. I was so anti-Patriots in my Sports and 60 pick, I scratched them off the list immediately because I thought they were an underdog that couldn't win. But somebody mentioned this to me on Saturday, and they said, remember, you always talk about look-aheads. I go, yeah, but in week one, it's really difficult. But I will tell you, the Bengals were looking to the Chiefs next week. They were looking ahead. That would much rather play the defending Super Bowl champions. Ha! Marty, the Patriots in town? Ha! Those are the Patriots that are going to win four games. They didn't take the Patriots serious. The Patriots played mistake-free, which the Bengals couldn't do. They managed the game well in Cincinnati, and they came out winners. And like you said, they're not only Seattle the following week, they got three games that they can win and go 3-0. But then look at the games 4, 5, and 6, and they'll come back down to earth. But great job by them. Mayo did a great job. He got the game ball from Kraft after the game. But don't worry, after that, things will correct themselves, Marty. Don't worry.
I know. Brock Hines, you are the best, man. We love you. Hey, I want to tell you something. Not only do I love you, but the audience loves you. And you know what? There's nothing you can do about it because we do think that much of you. You're awesome. Thank you so much, buddy. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Marty.
All right. It's going to take a lot of love here. Look at Nicolette Larson right on cue. It's going to take a lot of love. All right. Coming back. Sports Byline. Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Don't go away.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. We're presented by American Premium Vodka. I want to give Randy Byrne and Terry Cook and Mark Guscott a big shout-out. American Premium Vodka, right? APV, okay? I mean, demand it wherever you go, okay? We're going to have it, if I have my way, up in Boston and in the Northeast from whence I came. All right, what a treat this is. I am so excited. I don't want to waste a lot of time here. We're always short on time with network radio. Tim Malcolm is an author of a book, Baseball Road Trips. Man, do I love this. He also podcasts, and he's also on this show, and I'm going to take full advantage of this time. Tim, Marty Terrell, thank you for coming on. This is so much in my wheelhouse, and I am so grateful for you. How are you doing?
Great intro. I'm so glad to hear that, Marty. Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
Well, we were just saying today, you know, I'm in New York and, of course, Yankee Stadium, and I think Citi Field's somewhat of a destination. But if we're talking about baseball road trips and it's stadium related, and here we are talking to you just hours, literally, not days, after James Earl Jones died, the voice, Field of Dreams. I mean, if Dyersville isn't on your bucket list, I don't think you're really a baseball fan. So the confluence of life's, you know, ebb and flow is come to roost here. But I want to focus on ballparks. How many destination ballparks are they? Are there? Fenway, Wrigley, Dodger, Camden? I don't know. Go ahead. Let me hear.
I would say that there's about a good 7 or 8 destination ballparks. You know, the ones at the top that you need to get to, and even if you don't want to do all 30, yeah, those are those. So Fenway, as you said, Wrigley, as you said, Dodger Stadium is up there, PNC Park in Pittsburgh, Oracle Park in San Francisco. I actually love Target Field in Minneapolis for many reasons, mm-hmm. Petco Park in San Diego, and then Camden Yards in Baltimore. So you add those up, and it's probably 7 or 8 parks.
Hmm. You know, is Dodger Stadium fringe or is Chavez Ravine? I think just because of Kirk Gibson's home run in 88, when I went there, I just looked out at that sign and I still see the taillights of someone hitting their brakes, realizing they left the game too early and they just missed history. Where do you put Chavez Ravine, Dodger Stadium, real quick?
Yeah, I think it's in the top 10, but it's kind of down in the top 10 a little bit more. But it's a beautiful place. I mean, you can't question the mid-century beauty of it. And if you stand up at the top deck there, at the very top of the stadium, that's just the views of the mountains from there, the San Gabriels. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, it's maybe the best view in baseball. It rivals PNC Park, let's put it that way.
Tim Malcolm's book is out. It's by Moon Travel Publishing. It's so exciting. Today the book came out. Books always come out on Tuesday. I've got this, and man, am I just going to delve into this. I wish I had this over the summer, but so be it. It's going to make for a great fall read. You know, I'm so glad you included things. I've never been, and I consider myself to be a huge baseball fan. I've never done Cooperstown. I haven't done it, and I've grown up in the Northeast. I've been in Iowa. Dyersville, I've checked that box. Kansas City and the Negro Baseball League Museum, I am so glad you put that on there. You, if you're a real baseball fan, Tim, you've got to go there. Please explain why. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just there not long ago, and it is incredible. I mean, you go in there, and it is in the neighborhood of 18th and Vine in Kansas City, which is sort of one of the great old-school black neighborhoods that, you know, everybody went to sort of shop and eat and, you know, have their regular everyday commerce. And so that by itself is just incredible. It's a great history there. But the Negro League Museum is a full history of the Negro Leagues. They show you the whole timeline. It's well done, very thoughtful. You get to see all kinds of artifacts, all kinds of jerseys and hats and all kinds of, you know, little pamphlets and things like that. They tell you the history of some of the greatest players, of course, the Kansas City Monarchs, which were in Kansas City and sort of the kind of kingpin team of Negro League Baseball. They're really highlighted there. And then there's a great movie at the beginning that tells you kind of the story of the Negro Leagues into today and some of the great black players in baseball. And there's this amazing field that they put together at the sort of entrance of the museum where you get statues of nine of the greatest Negro League ball players of all time standing around the diamond as if they're ready to play ball. So you have like Oscar Charleston in center field. You have Cool Papa Bell in left field. Josh Gibson is standing at the plate. And they're life-size statues. And you can stand on the field with them. And you can act like you're playing ball, too. And the bases are there. It's incredible. I mean, anybody who is a baseball fan needs to hit the Negro League Museum. And it's next to the American Jazz Museum. So while you're there, you get the twofer. You get a full kind of education into what it was like in that neighborhood of 18th and Vine in the mid-20th century.
Yeah, and you can also carve into a Kansas steak, and it's on. There's nothing like the steaks in Kansas City, I'll tell you that right now. So you're right. Hey, I want to stay away from the statistical convergence between the Negro Leagues and baseball. I just don't want to go there. What I do want to say, though, is, you know, Dyersville, some of these other little, not even morsels, Dyersville, I the hair stood on the back of my neck when I saw that field. There's just in that house. And also I could think of Costner. And also I could think of Ray Liotta. I mean, and now the passing of James Earl Jones. Dyersville, Iowa, for our Midwest folks. Could you help us out, Tim? Go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned James Earl Jones at the top. And the first thing I did yesterday when I heard the news was I went to YouTube and I watched his speech from the Field of Dreams. He talks about people will come. And it's because... You know, people just, this is nostalgia. They're like children when they come to the ballpark. They'll sit there and they'll just enjoy baseball because it's what they need to do. It's peace that they seek, right? It's peace that they lack. And that's what you get when you go to the Field of Dreams. It really is what it is. You go there, there's the field. It's the field from the movie. They've done some good upkeep with it, but they haven't added a bunch of stuff to it. It's just the field. And then you have the house. The house is the same house as in the movie, and people can stay in the house. When we went to the Field of Dreams, I got to meet a family who was playing on the ball field, just having a game, having a catch, and I asked them, so when did you guys get here? And they said, well, we were here all weekend. We stayed overnight at the house. And I was like, how did you do that? So you can stay, I think it's up to 8 people can stay at the house, and it's maybe around like under $1,000. And you get that stay, and you get to be there, and the living room is the same living room as in the movie. The TV is the same, and you can actually watch Field of Dreams at the house while at the Field of Dreams. It's a trip. It is an incredible place. You know, as you said, James Jones is passing. You just think about what baseball means to people and all the memories that flood in and all of that, and you just get emotional. You know, every time I go to a ballpark, I get emotional because I know I'm in my happy place. It is the place that I love to be in for a couple hours. It makes me feel like everything else doesn't matter. And the Field of Dreams is kind of that, you know, times 1,000.
I'm going to bring a curveball into the equation here in a moment. I'll let you know ahead of time, but I'm going to throw you another fastball. If you go to Wrigley, if you go to Fenway, you go to Camden, if you go to these idyllic ballparks that head the list, I think you have to do a series because at Fenway, I think you got to experience the bleachers. If you can afford it, experience the monster seats, but you got to get into that stadium and walk up the tunnel, walk up the ramp from behind home plate, and it looks like you can reach out and kiss the green monster. That ball Park. I am very biased. I'm New England through and through. I will tell you, the first time I walked in there, you get goosebumps. I'm sorry. Fenway has something mystical about it. Tell me, Fenway Park.
Oh, it's my favorite park, bar none, my personal favorite park. I grew up with Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, concrete, you know, donut-shaped hole. And Fenway was the first real sort of ballpark that I went to. And walking there through the tunnel, as you said, and seeing all the green grass, the green monster, the sort of forest green fences and all that. And then you see that backdrop that my dad had a t-shirt of Fenway Park when I was a kid. And so I always saw that backdrop. I was like, I got to go there. And then I finally saw with the Citgo sign in left field coming off the big building there. Just incredible. And then I got to go to school in Boston. So I actually got to go to games at Fenway, you know, multiple times a year in college. And so Fenway is my, like, ultimate happy place. And as you said, you can walk that sort of outer concourse, you know, that path on the lower bowl. You can go up there and walk it before the game and go all the way up to left field and almost touch that green monster. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, there are certain parks that make you feel that way, that make you feel like this is your place and then nothing can touch it. That's it for me. And you're right. You want to go see those parks over 2-3 games if you can. That's why in the book I try to tell people, take your time. You know, don't just go rushing in and out of a city. If you want to, you know, if you want to do Wrigley Field, go over 2 days at least. You know, sit in the bleachers one day because it's a whole different experience from sitting, you know, somewhere else on the baselines because it's a special entrance. It's a special thing. You can actually walk through it now, but, you know, it's a special thing. And so you do the bleachers, you do the other part of the park, and then you do the bars outside of Wrigley both days, and you have a great time. You know, it's really special.
When I saw Joe Carter one time, I was a credentialed reporter standing behind home plate. Joe Carter of the Cleveland Indians was in the batter's box taking BP. With one arm, he turned to some of his Indian at the time, not Guardians, Indian teammates, and said, "See that sign out there? Sit go, see it go." Hit a one-handed home run into the net. I swear to God that happened. Okay, here comes your curveball. We got to put Williamsport on our bucket list for baseball road trips, do we? Williamsport. Home of the World Series. Kids, Little League, tell me.
Yeah, absolutely Williamsport is worth it. I mean, it is a little bit farther away. It's a little bit more. So on your way between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, it's probably the best way to do it because it's a little bit more north-central Pennsylvania. But absolutely worth it. And you don't have to go during the Little League World Series. You know, you can go any other time of the year. The field is there. You know, the great field that they put on all the time. And yeah, you absolutely should hit it, you know, at least for a day or two just to check it out.
Tim, we are out of time. I hate doing this, but you have a hard network break. Tim Malcolm, get the book. I'll talk about it more coming up. Don't go away.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, Tyler, World of Sports here, buddy. Terrell along the way. I love this guy, Tyler Levine, an emerging star in this industry. He's having the time of his life. He's got the EPL, you know, the European Premier League he's all jacked up about. That's Fridays now, and he and Nico Beef Sauce, they're killing it. They're absolutely knocking it out of the park. And then, you know, he subbed here last Friday and killed it. I mean, we were at the U.S. Open, and he just jumped in and did an unbelievable hour. We're grateful for that, and here he is again on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Tyler, what's going on from Miami? How are you?
I'm doing well, and we're in the midst of like a little hurricane outside right now. Ironically enough, yeah, Miami Hurricanes. Yeah, it's going
absolutely crazy.
I can't see more than 10 feet outside the window right now, but I love it.
Well, the whole nation can see Miami, and what the Miami-Dade Police Department have done to me is just you can't rationalize this in any shape or form. I wish Tyreek didn't get sassy with him. But that being said, what a disaster. Those cops have got to be fired. What a mess. What an absolute mess. And it's weird. You and I were together down at the Copa Miami back in July, and there were people throwing rocks because they couldn't get into the stadium. There was all sorts of issues because a bunch of hoodlums, so that soccer fans can be, stormed the gate. And I don't justify throwing rocks at cops. I don't. It was terrible. And they hit a few guys. But now we see just complete and utter police brutality. They've got to go, and Miami's got a huge black eye. I want to hear the latest from you right there in the middle of it in Miami. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy. You know, we're getting ready for the Sunday slate to start. Our NFL season's here, and, you know, obviously I'm a local, and all the group chats that I'm in with friends down here are all saying, did Tyreek Hill just get arrested? Did he just get arrested? And obviously the videos come out on social media just from, you know, people driving by who are obviously very easily able to identify that it's Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like this is some practice player we're talking about. This is, you know, the best wide receiver in the world right now. Potentially, I mean, I think it's pretty hands down, but the body cam footage is just brutal, man. There's just
terrible.
Yeah, there's just no excuse for that. It's just not to bring any sort of comedic relief to the situation, but I was seeing people on Twitter saying that, you know, the cop must have had him, you know, playing against him in fantasy this week. I have absolutely no idea what they were doing. This is not like it's a practice player. It's obviously Tyreek Hill. He rolls down his window. He gives them their ID. They can identify that very quickly. I don't really know the ins and outs of exactly why he was pulled over, whether it was not wearing a seatbelt, a general traffic violation, whatever it is. From what I'm hearing, they're saying that, you know, he was putting people at risk with how he was driving. Yeah. I just find that hard to believe. And also, does that constitute the slamming on the ground and drilling the knee in his lower spine of, again, a bona fide NFL superstar outside of the home stadium where he's about to go play his game? Obviously, it didn't affect him too much. 130 yards receiving and a touchdown. The celebration was gold, by the way, the handcuff celebration. And you just got to feel for the guy, and it's embarrassing. And it's just a tough situation. You hate to see it.
No question, and I don't mean to make a comedic reference either, but the hardest hit he took all day was from the cops. He didn't get it. I mean, seriously, it was unbelievable. Just an utter disaster. I'd like to frame it without his celebrity status, and I think it's fair to surmise if this had been any, you know, John Q. Public, who knows? Those cops were thugs. There needs to be very swift action, and dismissal is front and center. That being said, what's your takeaway from week one? What a crazy week. I mean, I'll start with the Patriots, but these two New York Giants, the Giants and Jets, I mean, the stench is horrible. I'm in Midtown and I can smell it. This is a mess. Let's start right here in New York. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be ugly. Aaron Rodgers looked ancient last night. I don't know who looks stiffer, the Statue of Liberty or Aaron Rodgers in uniform last night. Let's start with the Jets and then go to the Giants. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously he hasn't played in a very long time. He's coming off the, you know, the worst injury in sports with the Achilles. And, you know, it's the defense is a little concerning for me. I mean, the 49ers had a, you know, I'm pretty sure this was his first ever game, 28 carries for Mason, 147 yards and a touchdown. I mean, they were getting whatever they wanted. I expected rust from Rodgers and the offense. I mean, this is, you know, quite literally their first ever game altogether. There are definitely some positives, but mostly negatives, some errant throws, you know, inexcusable fumbles. You know, it was just it made you think, and I hate to say this, that it's just like the Jets will always be the Jets was the narrative that I was seeing online. But with that being said, it is very difficult to go into San Francisco and beat them. With the way their defense is put together. I mean, obviously, you know, you saw it last night. Their offense has just run so well. It seems to be a plug and play. It almost makes you think, is CMC a system running back? No, obviously I'm kidding. He's a bona fide superstar. But the way the Jets looked is absolutely nothing in comparison to how the Giants looked. I'm just going to bring it over to there. I'm a Giants fan. I have been my whole life. I literally have zero expectations for this season and was still found a way to be disappointed. Daniel Jones, I think by far is the worst quarterback in the NFL. I don't think it's even close. I mean, Sam Darnold looked like, you know, Troy Aikman out there compared to him. I actually saw a stat, and correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I am because I did, you know, do a little digging into it. He has thrown more pick sixes than touchdown passes since he signed his $160 million deal. I mean, we let Saquon go to our biggest rival. He had three touchdowns, looked unbelievable, looked like the missing piece to this Eagles offense. In a game that Jalen Hurts didn't even play well, they found a way to get it done with Saquon. And then we have Daniel Jones, who we paid all this money to, looking like I don't even know how to classify it. It's so bad. It's just a dumpster fire in New York. And, it sucks for Dable as the head coach. I don't know how anyone in the front office will have a job after this season. They should have all just been let go now and just let, you know, some local deli workers run the team. I don't know. They'd probably do a better job. That was embarrassing. Shifting to some more positive stuff, though, I did think the Cardinals would play a good game. They gave the Bills a run for their money. Josh Allen, I mean, what can you say about the guy? You know, they lose Diggs. Everyone isn't sure. Is he going to be able to produce? Played an absolutely unbelievable game, man. And I don't know, Marty, what do you think? Who had a more pathetic week one? Is it the Titans or the Giants?
I watched the Titans. The Giants were, I mean, Giants were like watching roadkill. I can't watch that team. I can't. And I've always been a fan of the Giants, and you're going to get Belichick. That's going to be the nice thing, kid, because that's where Mara's going to go. But I watched Tennessee. And I don't know what the heck Coach Callahan was thinking about, but my Lord, is that his name, Brian Callahan? What the hell was he thinking? The play calling and Levis, I don't know what that, you know, that pass was.
That interception was
to Mr. Biles, to Mr. Biles Owens. I mean, come on now. What? I mean, who throws that ball? Nobody throws a ball like that.
Yeah.
Maybe Mahomes, but what is Levis doing? I mean, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. And the Bears didn't deserve to win the game, but they won it. You know, and when good teams play bad and find a way to win, that's very foretelling. The other thing I want to mention, and you and I touched on this, this dissension thing in Philly is real. But you know what? It's going to bear fruit. Like the Yankees, when Steinbrenner and Jackson, those guys all hated each other. All they did in the Oakland A's and some of those Red Sox teams, Cowboy up, all they did was come together when it mattered. I'm telling you right now, the Eagles are going to be a locomotive this year. And that dissension and all that friction, I was wrong. It's going to be a positive and not a negative. That's my take on Philadelphia. And I've got a big I got a big arse circle. The Houston Texans, and I'm telling you, C.J. Stroud, I love the guy. Absolutely love that Texans team. And here come the Bears this Sunday in Houston.
The Texans are elite. They have
they
an elite offense.
They are a very good team.
And I think that it is not being spoken about enough how huge the addition of Joe Mixon is for that team. Mm-hmm. He looked good.
Tremendous.
Really, really good. I want to give a shout-out to Anthony Richardson, by the way. I mean, that might have been the most ridiculous throw I've ever seen in my entire life, stumbling off the back foot 6 yards in the air on an absolute dime.
I mean,
my jaw dropped when I saw it. It's obviously everyone at this point, unless you live under a rock, has seen that throw. For me, touchdown of the weekend, by far throw of the weekend. The Panthers might be the most pathetic sports franchise I've ever seen in my life. And they might their owner, I forget what his name is, man, what an idiot. Class A moron. If they're top of the list, worst owners, worst moves I've ever seen with what they gave the Bears and what they're looking at now. Bryce Young, just flop. Bad. Can't be good. Will never be good. I'm saying it now. He is a junior varsity quarterback at best. Whatever we saw in college, it was a fluke. It is the definition of some guys just cannot make the transition. It doesn't matter how good they were in college. They will never be a pro, and that is what we're looking at here. Those interceptions were so, so, so bad. And it's not, rookie mistake. Like, we saw a little bit of that from Bo Nix. But at least Bo Nix, like, looked solid, and his receivers weren't really helping him too much. There was a ton of, drop passes there. But Bryce Young is just so bad, man. It's so painful to watch. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm in an NFL spread pool, and I took the Panthers at +4 in the pool. And man, oh man, did I quickly realize they will never see that action again from me. Just so, so bad. More positive, the Cowboys looked great. This is definitely a game that in years past they would have walked in here and lost. I don't know if the Cowboys looked good or if the Browns are just really, really bad. I mean, Deshaun Watson is bad. That's got to suck, man, for Browns fans watching Baker do what Baker's doing right now, playing great, leader of the team. Everyone rallies around him, locker room guy, 289 yards, 4 touchdowns. Granted, it is against the Commanders. And then you look at Deshaun Watson, and, like, I mean, the guy looked so – he looked like a rookie. He looked bad. He looked slow. He looks uninterested. He doesn't look like he's all bought in. They're arguing. They're bickering. CeeDee Lamb, stud. Dak got paid. I think deservingly, when you look around the league, like, who else are the Cowboys going to bring in that can really do anything for them? Like, they're really the age of quarterbacks that we had seen 10 years ago does not exist anymore. Just aren't that many guys that can step up and perform and say what you want about Dak. He has not been able to deliver in the playoffs, but it's deserving that he was paid. He played well. Cowboys defense looks like they're back. The Lions and Rams game was fantastic. That Lions offensive line is insane. I mean, what they're able to do with Gibbs and Montgomery is going to be very, very difficult to beat, especially when you throw in the speed of Jameson Williams. Amon-Ra St. Brown obviously didn't have a huge game, but you know he's dangerous and he'll be back. Laporta is an absolute stud. Sucks for the Rams that Puka Nacua went out injured. But just a great week one, man. I'm fired up. The football's back.
No, I am too. And let me just say this about Deshaun Watson. He had a heavy heart. Father died on Friday. A buddy of his from Clemson died. So he came into the game with mental baggage. Another civil lawsuit, though. This one's despicable. He raped the woman. I mean, if she's telling the truth. Now, look, and he's already settled about 20 of these out of court. This might be another payday, but I think that Deshaun Watson runs the risk of being? Do you remember that quarterback from LSU who ended up eating himself right out of the league? Fat and disgusting. I can't remember his name. But Deshaun Watson looks unhealthy.
DeMarcus
Russell. I'm telling you right now, Deshaun Watson is going to be DeMarcus Russell if he's not careful.
Yep.
He looks horrible.
Yeah, really.
He looks horrible. I'm telling you, the Browns, I thought this was going to be a good year. But, hey, listen, I'm going to practice what I preach. Don't overreact to week one. All right, let's finish on this note. My Patriots are going to be 2-0. Give me 30 seconds on New England. They're going to beat Seattle, baby. Sleepless in Seattle.
That defense looks solid, and this is certainly the upset of the weekend. Good for you, Marty. I'm happy.
You're the best, buddy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care, bud.
Thank you.
All right, Tyler Levine. I'm going to hook him and DJ Shields up. That's going to be wild. Coming back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, what are we streaming and screaming about tonight sports-wise? I don't know much. You know, Mets, Blue Jays, going to keep an eye on that. Orioles, Red Sox. You know, the Mets are going to get into the playoffs, and I think that's just flat-out unbelievable, and it's awesome. How about that? We don't have any Caitlin tonight, no Caitlin Clark, so I think it's debate. I think it's Trump and Kamala. I think Kamala is going to bury Trump tonight. I mean, absolutely destroy him. You thought Biden was bad in Atlanta a couple months ago? You watch Trump tonight. He is going to go. You remember that? Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. You're going to hear tonight, down goes Trump. Down goes Trump. Kamala is going to absolutely kick you know what and take names later. And I vowed never to do politics on this show, and it's not political. This is a boxing match, and Trump is going to get TKO'd. It'll go the distance, but it's going to, right late, he's going to get an absolute, just a right-hand cross right to the schnoz, and then that goofy hair of his is going to go flying, and that'll be the end of the old Trumpster. This is going to be it. I hate saying that. I'm saying this to irritate some people. How about that? All right. I want to give a special shout out to, man, Brock Hines, great job out of you. Tyler Levine, Mr. Malcolm on the baseball book, great job out of him. But Jim and Ashley Ward from Seattle. We did a little Seattle talk today because Seattle was on the menu with the NBA and Adam Silver in New York City today talking about expansion. We need the Sonics back. They've been gone 16 years. Oklahoma City, I understand it. The Thunder have, I think, adjudicated themselves a worthy franchise, but we need Seattle back. They got the Kraken. they need an NBA team at the old Key Arena. So we hope that gets worked out favorably. All right, enjoy it tonight. Yeah, it's baseball maybe for a little while, but yeah, I'm going to be watching Kamala and Trump. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm looking at my phone. It's blowing up. Anyways, good job out of the whole crew. Dominic, thank you. Back at it tomorrow here on Sports Byline. Jeff and Jen, the Riches, will be sending out the cash tonight in the overnight here on Sports Byline. Join Jeff and Jen Rich. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.